Buddha taught that with wisdom, everything that arises in our life can teach us something beneficial. So if we have wisdom, that's virtuous intelligence. If we have wisdom, everything that happens in our life can teach us something beneficial. So we can benefit from everything that happens to us. Of course, the good things, we're not so bothered about those, but we can benefit greatly from all the difficult things that happen in our life. We need to learn how to do this, because anybody, a dog, can be happy when things are going well. That's not an accomplishment. Anybody can be happy when things are going well. As I mentioned, even animals. You just need to say walk, bone, any of the words that our dogs want to hear, and they're happy because things are going well. They're going for a walk. We're human beings. We have extraordinary conditions because we can think carefully about everything. We can make decisions about the direction of our life. We can make decisions about the meaning of our life. We can make sure there's always musical accompaniment when there's an important point being made. We can make sure that we live a happy life. We can make sure we live a meaningful life. We can make sure that on the day we breathe our last breath, and nobody here knows when that is, we have no regrets because we've lived our life fully and meaningfully, in the most meaningful way. So I explained last week, and I'll mention it again, that if our life is to be truly meaningful, two things need to be happening. We need to be using each day to improve ourselves, become a better person. So in 2023, we're a better person than we were in 2022. Every year, becoming kinder, more patient, more wise, more compassionate. That makes our life meaningful. So every day we need to be striving to improve ourselves, and every day we need to be striving to be benefiting others, making others happy, making others happy. Making others happy is the real meaning of our life. We can't do that if we don't improve ourselves. So when I say improving ourselves, that means improving our mind. Improving our mind. So if we're improving our mind, we're improving ourselves. So with wisdom, everything that arises in our life can teach us something beneficial and help us to improve our mind and our good qualities. So we're not short of day-to-day difficulties. Difficulties rain down upon us. They just come naturally, effortlessly. No one is wishing for difficulties. They just naturally arise. There are reasons for that. So as difficulties arise in our life, we have a choice to become unhappy, to become depressed, to become despondent, disappointed. Those all seem to begin with D. down. But we have a choice. If we develop our wisdom and learn, for example, in the teaching you're going to receive tonight, we can choose how we respond to anything. And if we respond to difficulty thinking, what is this teaching me? What good quality can I learn from what is happening to me at the moment? And learn that good quality, then that difficulty is helping you. So then I said, anyone can be happy when things are going well. It takes somebody with great skill to be happy when things are going badly. That's what we're learning, how to be happy whatever happens. So if we're happy when things are going well and happy when things are going badly, we're happy all the time, which is what we want to learn how to do. If we know how to be happy all the time, we will naturally make others happy. So you imagine being a dad who's happy all the time. What effect will that have on your family? You imagine being a son or daughter who's happy all the time. It naturally, in our workplace, in our home, everywhere we go, public transport, wherever we are, because we know how to be happy all the time, we naturally respond and act in a way that makes others happy. Through using our day-to-day difficulties as a special training, we can grow our inner strength, confidence, and joy. Eventually, we will have a healthy, flexible mind that is happy whatever happens. How wonderful.